I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. The mother boys don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's special what's behind your back.
That's Sexy Back, a song from this week's top-selling album in America, Justin Timberlake's Future Sex Love Sounds. But our contributor Jennifer Sharp says there is new interest and a new market for music that's all but forgotten. Here's Jennifer.
Back in 1980, when 16-year-old Spike Priggen played guitar for the band TV Neats, he sent out copies of his demo tape, hoping to get signed. Little did he know he'd be 42 years old by the time their album would finally get released. For he is young and led astray. 25 years after the band's breakup, they've come out on a Japanese label that sells their album for 2,300 yen. When Priggen explained that there's actually a hot little market for old demo tapes like his, I suddenly felt a twinge of jealousy. What about my old band's demo tape? In 1983, when I was a freshman at Berkeley High, I replaced the bass player of a fiercely vegetarian peace punk band called Atrocity. Opening for the Dead Kennedys, Atrocity's two singers, 15-year-old Catherine Harris and 13-year-old Sarah Baruso, must have looked freakishly precocious, singing songs like I Pronounce You Dead, an anarchist commentary on the institution of marriage. Looking for evidence of the so-called hot market Priggen had mentioned, I started emailing with small reissue labels, secretly hoping to set the stage for an Atrocity pitch. I learned that, in fact, there are a number of old cassette demos making it into circulation. And while some bands have barely sold 500 copies, others are enjoying a posthumous renaissance. Come on, let me take a photograph. Like the Speedies, whose unreleased material just got put up on iTunes, and whose nearly forgotten single, Let Me Take Your Photo, recently showed up in a Hewlett-Packard commercial. Let me take your photo, let me take your photo, let me take your photo. Excited by the possibilities, I put up a MySpace page for Atrocity and began pushing it on the labels I'd been talking to. I sent them copies of our demo, and as I waited for their responses, an unexpected flood of emails came pouring in from old Atrocity fans. One recounted listening to our tape at the reptile store she'd worked at, where she'd play our song Animal Fate for the mice before feeding them to the snakes.
My poverty is my own. This is my flesh and bone. Your killing I cannot control. Spent your life savings for my skin. Your glamorous flesh goes so well. It falls with little materialized. It has been scraped off. I liked it more than
within a week. All but one of my former bandmates had appeared on Atrocity's list of MySpace friends. In some ways, they seemed strangely the same, and in other ways, they'd totally changed. Our anti-corporate guitar player, Paul Moraga, now works at IBM, and our pale red-haired drummer has changed his name from Greg Penn to Aleph Kali. On his profile, he ethnically identifies as East Indian. When I asked our singer, Sarah, if she's still a vegetarian, she told me she occasionally eats meat now, but only because her doctors keep telling her to eat steaks for her anemia. What about you, she asked. I had to tell her that just a year after the band broke up, I went to a McDonald's drive-thru and wolfed down a box of chicken McNuggets. The only possible vegetarian left is Catherine, our other singer, but no one's heard from her in years. So Catherine, if you're out there listening, get yourself onto MySpace. I've got a contract for you to sign. When the labels got back to me, all of them were interested in our demo, even the ones I'd hoped would reject it for the sake of this story. When I checked back in with Spike Priggen to see how the TV Neats album was doing, he told me he'd already sold one copy. I'm hoping Atrocity will do a little better than that, but I don't think we'll be getting any calls from Hewlett-Packard. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Sharp.